I'm Michelle from the Starling Tribune, a proud member of the Gundagai Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all the other podcasts at GundagaiNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to episode 108 of Better Podcasting. Today, we've had it with each other, and we throw some punches.
In this week's Better Podcasting Download, we talk about a timely topic of Time Magazine's Top 10 Podcasts of 2017. Find out where we landed on it.
And finally, in this week's Better Pod Back, we have a video clip from one listener who answered our question about what is a podcast?
Lauren, start the show now.
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Welcome to episode 108 of Better Podcasting. My name is Stephen John Drew, and with me, of course, is Stargate Pioneer.
It's a great day of the week because it's Better Pod Day. Yeah, we're coming at you with episode 108. Got a lot of great topics to talk to you about, but there's one thing that I need to talk to you about right now, right up front, and that's the exciting news that we are holding a giveaway, and we're not giving away just anything, but we're giving away an Audio Technica AT2005. This is an awesome microphone, both USB and XLR, and to enter, you just have to get a hold of us. You can get a hold of us on Twitter, Facebook, email, and tell us what was your favorite Better Podcasting moment of 2017. Of course, we would prefer a video segment that you get to us and we can play on the show, but we'll take audio or we'll even read it on the air. Steven, I think we've got one to read, don't we?
We do, but before we get there, by the way, I thought we were giving away our love. I didn't know we were giving away a microphone.
You didn't listen to last week's episode, obviously, because this giveaway is started last week and it's going to go to the end of January 2018. And we have our first entry and I'm going to read it off. It is from Evil Zombie. He said, "Hi, Stephen and SP. For the contest, my personal favorite part of the Better Podcasting podcast during 2017 was episode 100. That's 100 for everybody out there.
Thanks for that, by the way, SP. You know, we really appreciate the clarification on that.
Sometimes you never know. It might confuse people. Is it episode 1? Is it episode 0? Is it episode 00? I don't understand. Okay. My personal favorite part of the Better Podcasting podcast during 2017 was episode 100 and all of the reminder tips of things to do and not to do during a podcast. I've been trying to improve the quality of my recordings and every little bit is appreciated and helps. Oh, on a separate note, how I saved my podcast trick. Ooh, so we're getting a twofer here, Steven. A how I saved my podcast story. He says, I also record a second video with my phone set up so that there is a complete separate video and audio file to recover. If the one I'm recording with my NW700 and C920 goes down on the computer, the backup has actually helped me a few times in the past with some of my game recordings. Thanks, Christian Greer." So thank you very much, Mr. Evil Zombie, and we look forward to putting your entry in the hat.
It is officially in the barrel. It is there. We're going to have a barrel full of fun. There's a barrel is figurative, by the way. Legal disclaimer, of course.
You know, now I want to sing the song Roll Out the Barrel. I just have to say, I mean, I grew up in Pokaland. I can do this.
Yeah.
Except for I'm not going to get caught with
takedown notices from YouTube. Yeah, no.
So let's move on.
Thank you very much for sending that in. If you wanted to enter that, just email contest@betterpodcasting.com. That's contest@betterpodcasting.com. And we look forward to putting you in that barrel of fun. Now, before we continue on here, we like to sometimes mention when people, particularly us, have been on other shows. And this past week, the one and only Stargate Pioneer found himself on a show. The show was called How to Be Stargate Pioneer with host Stargate Pioneer and guest Stargate Pioneer.
Yeah, I was so intrigued and so inspired by Switched at Christmas, which is a Hallmark holiday 2017 movie that I started my own podcast, guesting myself, starring myself, and produced by myself. It's great fun. No, that's not what happened. Although Switched at Christmas was a pretty fun show. What we're talking about is my appearance again, part two, on The Podcaster's Survival Guide. The episode was entitled Competition in Podcasting Plus Podcast Conferences. It was tspguide.org number 28. So you can get it at tspguide.org. Episode number 28. I had a great time talking to Josh Liston. He's an absolutely fun guy to meet with. And he's another guy that likes to poke at the establishment from a hobbyist standpoint. So we did talk about that. He called himself an enthusiast, I believe. And he called me an enthusiast. Hey, can't argue with that. So it was fun, full of tips and tricks. And once again, you can find that at The Podcaster Survival Guide, episode number 28.
Awesome. And I look forward to everybody telling SP how much he dragged down that episode.
I always drag down the episode.
I'm just kidding. You did a great job. So check that out. Now let's go ahead and talk about what happens when you get in a bit of a fight with someone. Yeah, SP and I, we've had enough. We're angry at each other, we're mad, we're fuming, and so we just wanted to go ahead and share that on the official Better Podcasting show, because sometimes it just happens, and no, today we are talking about what happens when you end up in a bit of a disagreement with your co-host, because if you've ever been a part of anything that is podcast-related with someone else, you might know that from time to time, you don't exactly see things eye to eye. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, especially if one of you is just a co-host and the other one of you is producing poorly for the day. In any event, generally, I find myself opening the Reddit app, you know, at least once a day. You guys have heard me talk about Reddit, and I might not have time to post every day. I might not have anything to say for the day. But I do lurk in the podcast subreddits, and mostly, again, by the way, that's r/podcasts with an S and r/podcasting. And by the way, a big shout out to Bangs Naughty Bits for being such an awesome mod on podcasting. Anyway, I often see there on Reddit a lot of new people asking how to podcast in the podcasting subreddits, about getting together with their friends and starting a podcast, and they're asking advice, what to do, what should I podcast on, what kind of microphone should I get, that sort of thing. And we've also heard from many of you. Yeah, you. Psst, yeah, you. You're listening to us right now. Yeah, you. So we've heard from many of you about how you first started podcasting with your friends. Friends are awesome, right? You like the same stuff. You like to hang out. You have a great time with each other. You have great stories about each other. Podcasting will be a cinch, right? Friends always agree, right?
No.
Not at all. No. Even friends disagree. And if you are in business with someone, I'll let you in on a little secret there. Professionals disagree all the time. Matter of fact, recently I was talking to my ex-father-in-law, and he owned his own business. And he told me that being in business with somebody means that you are basically married to them. You share your tax returns, you share your mutual credit scores, even hold each other's retirement and vacations hostage, basically. So of course you're going to disagree, happens in marriages. So if friends disagree, if married couples disagree, if business partners disagree, of course, podcast co-hosts are going to disagree. It's inevitable for most co-hosts, especially if you are very, very, very lucky. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to focus on those that aren't very, very, very lucky. And we're going to give you tips and tricks on how to cover and how to handle those disagreements, how to reconcile or agree to disagree, or maybe even how to gracefully move on from your co-hosting relationship. Let's get into it, Stephen.
Let's get into it. Fine, then. You know what? I really don't like how you're constantly on. Oh, that's not what you meant by getting into it. You didn't want us to fight right now.
I thought that was your poor producing at the beginning of the show.
Oh, fair. Okay, fair. You know, that's the problem is if we're going to be talking about disagreements, we'd have to disagree on that. And I agree fully. So.
Agree on that. Okay.
No, so let's say you want to handle a disagreement. Well, let's set the stage here. You're about to start recording and it hits you. You and your co-host have had a major disagreement. Now, it could be something smaller, it could be something larger, but no matter what that case is, the bottom line is that you're in a situation where you're at odds and you need to think about how are you going to handle this. We've got a couple options of we could suggest on how you could do this. Well, number one, if the circumstances allow for it, you might just be able to fake it till you make it and continue on with the episode. You know, we've talked before on this show about how it's important to be authentic. However, there's also a certain amount of showmanship that's involved with producing a podcast. You know, it's just inherently part of being part of a podcast is you do have to have a little bit of showmanship. And some people are really good with this and they might be able to just power through those 60 minutes and get the recording going so that everybody can move on. This happens all the time in other entertainment, like actors and actresses. We hear all the time about how there is a couple of stars who do a movie together, but finds out afterwards that they hated each other. Good example of this is not movies, but the Mythbusters. Fun fact, Jamie Hyneman and Adam Savage apparently really didn't like each other at all. Yet, we never really saw that from our perspective. So this is something that might just be possible with your show. You two or three people might be very, very good at the showmanship. And so in turn, you just go ahead and power on. Now, sometimes this route can also create problems. Like, let's say, for example, you do a usual friendly jab after this disagreement. The person that's being jabbed might take this as malicious. Even though it's the same thing you would have said another week, but because you're at odds a little bit, it might be interpreted the wrong way. Or maybe you're just in a position that you're not really able to fake it. The disagreement could be about the episode itself, or maybe you're just not that good at faking it. So in this case, what are you going to do? Well, number one, we're going to suggest that you postpone recording, because that's going to allow you to have, of course, that more authentic feel and hopefully allow you to maybe work towards resolving the problem. Now, this will also allow you, of course, to have that usual dynamic that you and your co-hosts have, because you just generally have that if you co-host with somebody, you have some form of dynamic. And so if you're able to get this behind you before you record, at least that will be reflected. Now, with all of that said, you kind of need to be on the same page in order to understand how you're going to proceed. Like, you want to make sure that you both are in line with how to proceed. And so we suggest acknowledging it point blank. Because if you address that elephant in the room, you might actually be able to help move along the disagreement just by acknowledging it. Because we here at Better Podcasting, believe it or not, have had experiences disagreeing before a show, as well as on other shows. It's something that sometimes happens. And there are sometimes cases where we've mentioned it and we've been able either to talk it out or just realize that, yeah, it wasn't exactly a problem at all. So it's something that's really important to talk about it and make sure you actually acknowledge it before deciding which way to go. Because if you're both not if one of you isn't realizing that there's a problem, it's very hard to decide how you're going to move on with that problem.
Yeah, it might just be a misperception that I'm angry about something that you did, but I'm not. I'm just having a terrible day or headache or something like that. And Steven, that's happened before. And Steven, you called me out like, no, man, I'm just tired. And that's been true too. So if you just call it out rather than having it fester underneath for the entire podcast that you're recording, yeah, call it out, get it out of the way and move on. So now that you're at the point where you've talked about the problem, whatever it is, now you need to work to resolve it. And before we continue, we want to emphasize what we just said. We think it's very important to acknowledge the problem first and foremost. This is because not only this ensures that you are both on the same page, but also it helps you on how to proceed, but also ensuring that this is actually a disagreement. Because I just said, maybe it's not a disagreement, but if it is indeed a disagreement, you're at least at that level where, oh yeah, I'm disagreeing with you, and you can acknowledge it and move again. Fun fact, as Stephen mentioned before, we've had disagreements between the two of us, and there has been more than one occasion where I've said something or Stephen said something, and we said, man, you're just off tonight, or is there something wrong, or did I make you mad? And we've just been able to acknowledge that and move on. Or it's like one thing that we're pissed about, and we acknowledge it and we get it out of the way. We're like, fine. Yeah, that's good. We're all good. And it's just a misspeak or misunderstanding. So you've done this and you've confirmed, in fact, you have an authentic disagreement. And we failed to do that before because we both agreed that Steven's a poor producer. So for example, maybe it's about what you're going to cover on the episode, or it's a segment that someone wants to do, or a story that they want to cover and you just don't want to cover it, or something like that. So the best thing to do is to open a dialogue on each of your reasonings. And while you're doing that, listen to each other. It's very important. It's like a good interview, right? You're listening to the other person. You both need to understand. You're not just waiting to respond, to retaliate, to try to get the other person to understand your point. You want to find some common ground, right, Stephen? Common ground?
I don't ever find common ground because I'm always right.
And your common ground is actually on an island.
No, and you know, an example of this would be like, let's say that one host wants to cover something that's gonna actually potentially put the other host in trouble, like maybe with their work. Hopefully, if that host explains it's gonna get me in trouble with work, hopefully your host is good enough, your co-host is good enough to say, you know what? Yeah, I don't want you to get fired. So just explaining the reasoning can sometimes help you move on. And another way that you can help resolve this disagreement is actually suggest a resolution to the problem. It's sometimes really easy to get in the habit of trying to explain just our position. We feel so strongly about something that we just get caught up with presenting our case. Ultimately, this means that we're focusing on the problem rather than the solution. So if you're able to take a little bit of initiative and suggest maybe that middle ground, that solution, this can help shift the discussion to be more focused on the resolution and hopefully moving that disagreement along towards getting it all solved. Now, while you are working on resolving the situation, here's a little bit of a tip. Watch your tone and language, SB!
Geez, Steven, I take offense to that tone.
No, seriously, you want to watch your tone and your language in this, because it's really easy to get wrapped up in it and use a negative tone. And when you're working towards solving a disagreement, if somebody is just being combative, it doesn't help set it in a very positive light, and everybody's back just gets up a little bit. So if you just watch your language and your tone, that can work towards resolving things a little bit better.
Have you ever been in an argument with a significant other where you've said something and then when you cool down later, you realize that was going from stepping in one pile of doo-doo to stepping in directly into a bigger one? Yeah, you might be doing that with your host. And it's very hard to solve a disagreement as somebody who's using that aggressive tone and combated language or confusing the issue even more. So that leads us to another point. Be okay with giving somebody their space. If you continue talking to somebody over and over about the same thing, it might feel like you're attacking them and they just want to step back and cool down a little bit and think about it. Some people just don't think on their feet as fast as others. So they just want a little time to internalize what happened and try to fix it into the future. So it's very okay, especially if you're in a heated argument. You might need to cool down and collect your thoughts. It might be awkward for a few days, but in the long run, having some time to decompress and think objectively can help work towards a resolution. And walking off camera, by the way, is one way to do that, as Stephen has often done both on GunnaGeek.com show and Better Podcasting. So, of course, with all that said, you might just not be able to resolve the argument, and it might mean it's time to move on. So how do you handle that, Stephen? How do you handle moving on?
Well, let's be honest here. If you're going to move on, it's a bit of a big decision. And we want to also preface that we are not lawyers, but you might want to be aware that you may have had a prior agreement about how this is going to happen. And we actually usually suggest when you start a podcast with somebody that you do have an agreement. Now, again, we're not lawyers. Our opinion as a hobbyist is that sometimes it's a matter of maybe just recording a central conversation or making sure you have an email where you both agree. But contracts are always, you know, very good from a legal standpoint as well. But again, we're not lawyers, so we'll leave that up to you. And if you do, though, have an agreement before you start a recording, well, that makes it a little bit easier because you're going to pull out that fine agreement and you're going to go, hey, what happens? So you might start with that and having a look there to see exactly what the legal terms dictate. Now, let's say whether or not there was an agreement, because sometimes people don't have an agreement. One thing that you want to make sure that you do, and we like to emphasize this, is that you want to make sure that you are really sure of this. Because if you're not so sure, if you haven't had the time to think about this and you haven't really put the proper thought into it, it's really easy to make a hasty decision. And then that leads to a very negative exit and other potential problems. Now, you also want to make sure that when you do talk to your co-host, we want to emphasize this is something that we've said multiple times, is open a dialogue again about it. Because if you explain to your co-host that you are in such a situation that you're seriously thinking about leaving, this might help get you back to that area where you can resolve the disagreement. Your co-host might not have known the magnitude of your passion behind this, whatever this disagreement is. That work example is a great example of that. You know what? If SB wants to do something right now that's going to put my work in jeopardy, and I'm not going to allow him to do that. I won't be a part of that. And so that would be something that if I said to him, like, this is serious, I cannot do this, he might turn around and he go, oh, I didn't realize it was actually that serious. So it might work towards resolving that disagreement.
It might. And before you do this, make sure you have considered this. Internalize this. I'm getting ready to say a big thing here. Don't do it on a whim. It's a big decision. And sometimes there's no coming back from it. So it's important to make sure what you want. This might not just affect your podcast, might affect your life too. Say it's a friend, a significant other, or something like that. So you really have to make sure pulling out of the podcast relationship is what you want to do. So Stephen has a little bit of a fun fact on this.
Yeah, I actually once co-hosted a show where one of the co-hosts was actually thinking of leaving, and they went back and forth several times in the course of a few weeks. And it ultimately drove me towards making the decision because it was very hard to be involved with a podcast when somebody is one foot in one week, both feet out the next, you know, back and forth. It's very hard. And that was an example of maybe someone who probably should have thought about it a little bit more before they presented that as a possibility, because they clearly weren't too sure. So I've been there, and absolutely, you don't want to do that because, again, as SP said, it's really sometimes hard to go back. Now, with that said, you want to make sure that you are prepared. And in order to be prepared to exit, you might want to think about how exactly this is going to happen. Like, when are you going to be pulling the plug? You might say to your co-host, I'll give you until the end of the year. But they might also say, no, that's not going to happen. But at least you're coming there prepared to suggest a timeline. If the show is being abandoned because you pull out that fine agreement and you say, oh, okay, we agreed that this is going to be disbanded, or, you know, your co-host just doesn't want the show or whatever, it's a really good idea still from a audience perspective to put out a show that explains this. Now, you don't want to get into all of the fodder. You don't want to sling mud at each other on the show, but it would be really good if you put out an episode to tell your audience so they're not sitting there and asking for years or months or decades later, is this show coming back? And that could be really especially awkward if you and your co-host leave on not very good terms, because now they're going to your Facebook, they're going to your co-host Facebook, and they're saying, tagging you in both posts saying, hey, when are you guys going to do another show? And you don't really want that, because maybe it's just not a good relationship anymore.
I got a couple examples of that. There's a podcast that I used to listen to. Actually, I was on the podcast a few times. It was Galactic Water Cooler, and that stopped abruptly. And they got to the point where they were just moving on, but they didn't put out a final episode. So there was a lot of times, a lot of cases, even now, where people tag everybody and say, we miss you, I wish you would come back, that sort of thing. It's not going to happen. I mean, it's cool, but if they would have put out a final episode, even if it was just one of them saying, we've decided to move on the RSS feed, I think that would have stopped a lot of that from happening. The second example I'll bring up, and I don't want to drag anything through the mud, and I know this is going to be difficult for somebody that listens to this show to hear, but Emily had to do this for Classy Little Podcast. It's a podcast she did before the Story Behind podcast, and it hurt so bad that she couldn't do that final episode for a few months, but she finally did, especially when she was ready to move on with the next podcast. And I think doing that not only allowed her audience to follow her to the additional podcast, but it also put a cap on the original podcast. So it's still out there. I think even today you can listen to the entire run, but she put a cap on it and then directed people over to her new show. So I think that is good. So either if you're going to stop or if you're going to move on to a different project, that's cool to do. If you're ending a project because the relationship isn't working anymore.
So no matter what the case is, make sure you're very realistic when you propose the closure and what your expectations are when you're proposing this closure, because you really want to make sure that you're not disappointing yourself and expecting too much from your co-host, or you're expecting something that is unrealistic. You're saying to them, yeah, I'll give you another 6 months. And they go, no, you just hurt me. I'm not podcasting you for 6 months. So definitely be realistic, but the more prepared you can come to that discussion, the easier that discussion will be. Because again, if you go into things a little loosey-goosey, you're going to find probably both your backs come up very quickly and you're back in that disagreement. And by this point, you're trying to exit. That's not what you want. You're moving on. You're not resolving that disagreement. So there you go. Now you know a little bit about why Better Podcasting is ending and why SP is going to finish the show without me.
Welcome to this week's Better Podcasting Download.
This past week, a great article came out on time.com titled, it was a great titled episode or article anyway, said the top 10 podcasts of 2017. It was an article put forth by Elena Doctorman on November 27th, 2017. And it was interesting reading through this list. Now, I'll admit, my myopicness of the podcast sphere is usually limited to the Gonna Geek Network and podcasts that apply to the network. And there's just different bits of other podcasts that I like the Story Behind podcast, for example. And I will listen to those podcasts, and it takes me a lot to go venture off into other ones. So I like lists like this because I'm like, I wonder what's out there. I looked through this list. I only heard two podcasts on this whole list. It was Reply All and it was S-Town. Reply All happened to be number 7. S-Town happened to be number 2. And the number 1 show was a Game of Thrones podcast. I don't know how it stacks up against ours, but we got one on our network too called Tyrion's Landing. So, yeah, there are other Games of Thrones podcasts out there. Why is this number one? And why is it the best Game of Thrones podcast out there? I don't know. I don't know what the criteria was for this. So, interestingly enough, I didn't know a lot of these podcasts. So, I went over to Reddit and I posted on Reddit. Hey, guys, what do you know? What do you think about this list? And what do you know about them? And some of the responses were kind of interesting about who you would place on that list instead of the podcast. So Ear Hustle was one that was mentioned. Pod Save America was one that was mentioned, was not on there. So yeah, I think there's a lot of podcasts out there that could have been considered for this list and maybe weren't. And I don't know what the criteria were for this. I mean, was it the top 10 podcasts on her iPod? I don't know. Steven, any thoughts here?
Oh, so I gotta say, if you go and you check this out, I've made a short link. You go to www.geeks.link/top10 2017. 10 is the number. So top102017. I probably shouldn't have done all numbers, but that's what it is. You can see this list, and I gotta say, this is just like so mainstream, and I know that sounds like really hipster and whatnot, but I feel like with the way that podcasting has been, this is a sign of what is to come with podcasting. We've talked about it on the show before, that as the sort of mainstream media comes in and the bigger names come in, I think you're going to find that some of these new people, these new listeners, aren't exploring always the other content. That's why we've talked about why it's important as a hobbyist to increase your quality so that you can hopefully match those people to a degree. This list to me doesn't look like anybody who has been in listening to podcasts for a long time. If you look through the list, there are things that are just names that you've seen before. Like there's one called The Daily, which you've probably read 1,000 articles on The Daily. There's one that is put out. It's Larry Wilmore. And he, I believe, is the host of or he was the host, I think, of the show that replaced The Colbert Report. I think he's
The Nightly Show?
I think so. I'm pretty sure he's on Comedy Central, but they're just names that just scream, quote, mainstream. So it's a little bit of a cringeworthy list to me to a degree, because I got to say, not all of these podcasts, from what I've seen and heard of them, are the best tiered quality. But it is something, though, that this is obviously whoever wrote this and put this list together, this is their top 10. I would like to know a little bit more, and I take a little bit of issue with the article, because it's one thing to put out a top 10 list on your blog. It's another thing to put out a top 10 list on time.com without indicating, you know, anywhere in the main text that is this an opinion piece? What is this? So I take a little bit of issue with this list. However, maybe I'm just out in left field here. I've been out in left field lots before. This could be another reason why SP is going to go through that disagreement discussion after the show with me.
We need a little bit of conflict resolution, obviously. if you have a top podcast of 2017 that wasn't on this list, we'd like to know what it is and why you think it. And share it around. So let us know and take a look at this list and let us know what you think.
Oh, and to answer the question, by the way, Better Podcasting, we actually made numbers 1 through 10. So we are actually the full top 10 list.
And I haven't heard of any of them.
No. So check that out at, again, that's www.geeks.link/top10 2017, with 10 and 2017 being numbers. And if you want to check out that Reddit discussion, which is really enlightening to see as well, it's geeks.link/top10 2017 discussion. And I'll put those in the show notes, assuming that I remember, of course. So definitely check that out at betterpodcasting.com. Let's go ahead and find out what happened in your world of podcasting this week. You know what I love, SP?
I think you love apple pie.
I love apple pie almost as much as I love when people send us video clips.
Hi, Stephen and SP. This is Jeremy from the Transmissions Podcast. And after you talked about the definition of a podcast on the last episode and whether a YouTube show can be a podcast or not, I thought long and hard on it. And, you know, I sat back and I was drinking some of my Coke, and I was wondering exactly what did a podcast mean. So I went and Googled it, and I have a Xerox here of the Google results. And it says that a podcast is just a digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to a computer or a portable media player, typically available as a series, new installments, which can be received by subscribers automatically. So by the definition, I guess a YouTube show, except for the audio part, a YouTube show could kind of be a, quote, podcast, because I subscribe to channels on YouTube and I get notifications when they have new episodes. So, I mean, that could technically, by this definition, that could be a podcast. However, I don't really agree with that. I personally agree that a podcast by definition has to have an RSS feed and downloads. However, as you can see from what I was showing earlier, I do think that it will become a more generic term, just like PC, which was an IBM personal computer, and now it's a generic term. How many people talk about their iPods, which could be some other brand? And it's just, it's the state of things. Once the general public gets invested in something, the techies lose out on their actual name. Insert net neutrality political comment here. So anyway, thanks. I love the show, guys. And also, I really enjoyed the hardware talk in the last episode. That was fantastic. You guys broke it down for layman very well, but even someone like me that is really big into the tech stuff, I really enjoyed it as well. So thanks a lot. Can keep up the good work.
Thanks so much for sending that in. That was awesome. We do sincerely appreciate you sending the video clip. For the audio listeners, we'll just enlighten you a little bit about what Jeremy did. What did he do there? What he said you saw it earlier. What did he do, SP?
He said, I was sitting here drinking my Coke, and he held up a can of Barks root beer. That's not Coke, man. That's root beer.
I know, but you see, because some people just, you know, call everything Coke, right? I call it Coke, but some people do that.
Some people call it soda. Some people call it pop. Some people call it soda pop. A lot of people call it Coke. I mean, it's tomato, tomato. It's sugary and it tastes good and it's so bad for you.
So thanks so much for sending that in. And I totally agree, by the way, that I that's kind of the point that I was making back in the discussion. I didn't really talk about too much of the specifics that I was trying to make in that whole discussion that prompted this discussion. But that was what I was saying, is it really is going to come down to what the general public says and whether or not we'd like it the way it's going to be. You know, if you have 5% of podcast listeners and people who are using the term podcast producing shows, that 5% won't matter compared to the 95% that are making a podcast that are using it. And maybe 80% of those people are using it incorrect. Well, that sucks. The 5% is just going to get walked over. So those are random numbers I made up, by the way.
Right. So I'll disagree a little bit with Jeremy. He said that by the definition, that definition, a YouTube video is a podcast or can be considered a podcast. So a couple things there. You can't really download, or you're not supposed to download, a YouTube video. So there's that. Another thing is, yes, you can subscribe to it and it comes up in notifications, but it's not automatic for you. It doesn't show up automatically on your iTunes or your podcatchers or something like that. So maybe this is an evolution in things, but by that definition, I can't really say it. And the whole RSS thing, I think I mentioned it on the show before. I think eventually the RSS feed is going to go away. It's not going anywhere right now, but eventually it will, because technology will just emerge from there to the next level and we'll have to deal with it, whatever it is. So I think a podcast is not going to last forever. I mean, it could, but I think we're going to evolve to something, because let's face it, we're really early in the pod space. We're just getting to the point now where it's kind of mature, and I think it's going to go somewhere from there. So if you, listener, have an idea of what you think a podcast is, or what you think a podcast would evolve to, I would very much like to hear what that is.
I will say this, that as my opinion right now is that a podcast does need an RSS feed. That's, I think, the very clear definition right now. But I think we're very quickly headed to that being old. I will say, I talked a little bit earlier with that top 10 list, how there's some sort of mainstream names on there. Some of them there could, I fully believe, could make their own app that is only distributing their content through the app, and people would download and listen. It would make, could potentially operate the exact same way that a podcast does, but it's going to be something that ends up actually not going through an RSS. And I think that they would absolutely have a subscriber base. And so why are we now not considering them a podcast? So I think that that's where the evolution is headed. potentially, but right now I like the RSS definition, but I think it'll be fun to see in the next few years, especially when podcasts die a fiery death.
And they will indeed. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, by the way, Jeremy, I loved your politically motivated net neutrality comment at the end. That was great. We also received some feedback from Evil Zombie. Evil Zombie on our latest YouTube video, episode 107, said, "Great episode. I'm a tech geek who loves building computers, so this was right up my alley. In my rig, I have a Sabertooth X79 32GB DDR3 at 1866, an i7 3820 at 4GHz, an MSI GTX 680 Lightning, an OS dedicated SSD with 128GB, and a 10,000 RPM Velociraptor 1TB. That's a mouthful there, and that's an awesome little computer there. It's probably not little, it's probably big, but that's an awesome computer there, Evil Zombie. If you'd like to let us know what you're running, go ahead and let us know, and we'll be sure to tell everybody else what your great system is. And you can catch us at BetterPod on Twitter. You can email us podcast@betterpodcasting.com, or on Facebook, you can catch Steven at BetterPodcasting. Over on Twitter, we had a mention by Small Town Mentality. That's at STMPod or at STMPod. And Small Town Mentality said, "What's the best host for your podcast? We're on a low-cost one. It's unlimited uploads, but it's not great on analytics." And this is a great question. We hear this question all the time. Steven and I host differently. Steven, of course, self-hosts. And in the reply back, we said, you might want to check out Better Podcasting Episode 65, where you consider self-hosting. But if you decide to go with a company, here are some that we would recommend: Podbean, Pinecast, and Libsyn.
And I will say this, that as far as my experience goes with Libsyn, we do host Better Podcasting through Libsyn, and I am a self-hoster, and I've tried some of the other ones, and I really do like the Libsyn interface. I also, though, close second, and I shouldn't even say second, because it's pretty good too. I've had experience with Podbean, and I think that they have a pretty good interface as well. You know, I will say that I think from a reports perspective, I remember, to be honest, liking the reports. I like the reports better on Libsyn, but I found them easier to navigate on Podbean. So it's a bit of a trade-off between the two. And I think they're both very good, and I just don't have any Pinecast experience. I do use Pine Cleaner, though. Pine Scented Cleaner.
Oh, yeah, with Mr. Clean on it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah. So Matt Gull tweeted us, @instructor_Matt, and he said, "Look what just crashed mid-recording. Glad I followed your advice and also recorded with this." So you can clearly see in one of the pictures the fact that it stopped recording mid-recording on his DAW, his digital audio workstation recording on his computer. But, oh man, the picture of gear that he showed. It was I think it's a Scarlett 6i6. And on top of that, it looks like it's a Sound Devices Mix Pre 6. Could be a Mix Pre 3, but I think it's a Mix Pre 6. That's an awful lot of great gear there. So I would indeed like that. And it was great that he recorded separately from his computer, because computers do crash. The programming stop. You might have a stupid Windows 10 update that causes something to go on. It's always great having a secondary recording. But I would actually, in this case, choose the Sound Devices device first rather than the computer, because I think that's an amazing piece of machinery. I can't wait. Eventually we'll get our hands on one. It could be a couple of years from now, but I can't wait to do that.
I will say that as somebody who regularly used software recorders for a very, very long time, without question, switching over to the hardware recorder was a really good decision. I quite like that. It saved me a lot of headaches, and it made it just a lot more straightforward. I'm not booting up a separate computer every time and everything like that. But software recorders can work, but you do need to know that things crash. I've talked about it before. It's something I used to run it on a separate computer to minimize it, and I still would occasionally have a crash, especially when the recordings go longer. You know, hard drives sometimes don't also hold up as well.
So absolutely, I will say that I do like hardware recorders from the stability perspective.
Matt's in the chat today, by the way, and he corrected me. It's not a Sound Devices recorder. It's a Zoom F4, which is a field video audio recorder, you know, for filmmakers and reporters and that sort of stuff. So definitely still great piece of gear. And finally, Glued to the Screen tweeted us. That's Glued to the number two, the screen, and said, Mr. Microphone. Yeah, he retweeted us, and it's the Mr. Microphone video. Yeah, the Mr. Microphone video with the FM transmitter. So that'd make a great podcasting thing if you could record your FM radio.
You should definitely Google Mr. Microphone if you haven't, if you're not familiar with it, because definitely would be awesome if you wanted to do an in-live, not recorded podcast, because, you know, it's going to give you the experience of talking through a microphone with none of the recording. So there you go. It just solves the crashing problem that Matt experienced.
Indeed.
There's nothing to crash because you're not recording. So there you go. That's going to take us to the end of the show. Before we wrap up, we just want to encourage you again. Definitely, if you haven't yet, contest@betterpodcasting.com. Please do get in touch with us and tell us what was your favorite moment of 2017, and you'll get entered for the Audio-Technica AT2005. Secondly, we want to know, what is a podcast and what do you think a podcast is going to be? And thirdly, we actually didn't mention it, but we do want to encourage you, if you're up for it, please do share us your story about possible disagreements that you had with co-hosts, because we're all about the group learning here on Better Podcasting. And so if we can share some of your stories, maybe someone can learn. So you can get in touch with us through any of the ways that we mentioned. You can always find us at twitter.com/betterpod. You can head on over to facebook.com/betterpodcasting. Send us an email to podcast@betterpodcasting.com, unless it's the contest, and then it's contest@betterpodcasting.com. And also, absolutely, if you want, go ahead and tell us all about your story, and maybe we can put a little hashtag pod pressure on your co-host to agree with you, because, you know, that's what we're going to do here. We're going to muscle your co-host into agreeing with you.
Hey, I thought Canadians were all about the niceties and that, hey, yo, you go to the bar and get a beer or have some maple syrup.
Yeah. No, we're not nice at all. It's a popular opinion. It's a lie. We've spread it. It's the secret. And now I'm going to be exiled from Canada because we're never supposed to share that secret.
I see. Yeah, better get your passport ready.
Awesome. So for episode number 108 of Better Podcasting, I'm Stephen John Drew saying SP was wrong. Stephen is right. Always. He agrees with me all the time.
And I'm SP saying I hope you have a great week, and we look forward to talking back with you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. We encourage you to check out all of the other geeky podcasts available at gunnageeknetwork.com. This has been a Gunna Geek production. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.